From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Jefferson City was under curfew until 5 this morning to allow crews access to streets and neighborhoods damaged by storms. The American Red Cross opened 3 shelters in the area, 2 in Eldon and 1 in the capital city, to house people in need of food, water, accommodations, and emotional support. Missouri Red Cross spokesperson Sharon Watson said that as of yesterday afternoon, about 100 people had utilized the shelters, which are expected to remain open as long as needed. City officials said the damage to infrastructure was extensive. Ameren crews are at work to restore power to those affected by the storms. Chip Webb is the Central Division Director of Ameren, Missouri, and says that at the peak of the storm, there were 16,000 customers without power. But as of yesterday afternoon, that number was down to approximately 3,300. He says between 150 and 200 poles need to be replaced, and 240 linemen are in the area working.
We're at a place now where we've kind of cleaned some stuff up around the edges so that we can go in and work safely, and it's safe for our customers. But now there's a whole lot of work that needs to happen to get the system that's damaged in a place where we can re-energize it and turn the power back on.
Webb says he expects power to be fully restored to Eldon this afternoon or evening and to Jefferson City by late tomorrow afternoon, but warns that there could be setbacks depending on the weather forecast this weekend. One of Missouri's biggest Republican donors has weighed in on the abortion restrictions the legislature passed a week ago, urging Governor Mike Parson to veto the bill. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports that it's due to the lack of exceptions for rape or incest.
David Humphreys is a well-connected businessman in southern Missouri and has given millions of dollars to help put Republicans in statewide offices. But on Thursday night, Humphreys released a statement saying that banning abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy, often before women know they're pregnant, without exceptions for rape or incest is, quote, bad public policy. He says while he personally opposes abortion, he, quote, supports a woman's right to choose, particularly in the case of rape or incest. A person who is close to Humphreys but did not want to be identified told St. Louis Public Radio that if the bill is not vetoed, the mega donor may fund a campaign to repeal the restrictions in 2020. Parson has said he fully supports the bill and will sign it. I'm Lisa Rodriguez.
Parson's office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Jefferson City was under a curfew last night as crews cleared streets and debris and repaired power lines from damage by the EF3 tornado that tore through the city around midnight Wednesday. KBIA's Jamie Hobbs has more.
Jefferson City sustained significant infrastructure damage and many businesses and homes were destroyed. Sarah Bax lives in Jefferson City and she says while her home was unharmed in the storm, she made her way downtown Thursday to the Simonson Ninth Grade Center to help.
I have a few friends that lived on East Capitol, and I have one who had a pole through his car, another I haven't been able to get in touch with yet. So I'm not sure. I haven't heard from a lot of people, but there's been some serious damage to our beautiful downtown area.
Mayor Carrie Turgeon set a curfew for the city until this morning. Commuters, emergency responders, crews, and media were excluded from the curfew. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.
U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says he is canceling his trip to the U.S.-Mexico border to return to Missouri to view damage left by strong storms. Severe weather left 3 people dead in southwest Missouri and injured dozens across the state. Republican Senator Hawley said on Twitter yesterday morning that he was flying to Missouri to see the damage and do what he can to help. Hawley had planned to visit the southern border this week with other members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.